Kindness boosts health and well-being significantly, research shows. There is a biological advantage to expressing compassion. Science indicates that individuals who exhibit gratitude, kindness, optimism, forgiveness, and happiness often experience greater longevity and overall well-being. Kindness serves as an evolutionary strategy crucial to the survival of humanity. It promotes a sense of belonging, facilitating the cohesion of social groups without the necessity of identifying a common enemy or resorting to emotional coercion or threats. It is worthwhile to aim for an act of kindness each day, whether it involves walking a shelter dog or simply offering someone a hug. According to 2018 research from the University of Oxford, deliberately practicing kindness for as little as a week led research participants to experience increased levels of happiness. Being kind to others may improve recipients' health in clinically significant ways. For example, according to research from Harvard University, using positive psychology interventions, such as displaying gratitude or optimism, when treating patients with cardiovascular conditions like heart failure, is linked with the improvement of patients' conditions. Scientists working at cancer research centers have outlined 6 different ways to integrate kindness into patient treatment plans to improve patient outcomes. Listening deeply to patients, displaying empathy, going above and beyond patient and family expectations, an ethos of generosity, reducing patient stress through targeted assistance, honestly discussing patients' health with them with positive framing, and offering support to patients' families. Optimism slows telomere shortening, reducing premature aging. Telomeres, DNA structures serving as markers for aging, are crucial indicators of overall health and susceptibility to diseases such as osteoarthritis, cancer, and diabetes. They play a vital role in protecting chromosomes and preventing cell death. As individuals age, their telomeres naturally shorten, and those born with shorter telomeres tend to have shorter life expectancies. Fortunately, genetics isn't the sole determinant of telomere shortening rate. Factors under one's control, such as environment and lifestyle, including smoking habits, can also accelerate telomere shortening. High stress levels emerge as one of the telomere's greatest enemies, as stress induces inflammation, harming cell health. Individuals experiencing chronic stress conditions and depression are more prone to accelerated biological aging. Once telomeres undergo premature shortening, reversing the damage becomes impossible, underscoring the importance of reducing stress today. Adopting values associated with kindness, such as optimism, can ward off stress and help prevent premature aging. In one large-scale Harvard University study, researcher Luana Lee found that optimists are likelier to achieve exceptional longevity or live past age 85, minus 11% to 15% longer than those with pessimistic dispositions. But all is not lost if you're more pessimistic in temperament. You can nurture optimism by intentionally adopting strategies such as practicing kindness, meditating, and expressing gratitude, possibly with the help of a cognitive behavioral therapist. Research also indicates that simply spending 5 minutes a day visualizing the best version of yourself can help boost optimism levels in as little as 2 weeks. Forgiveness releases anger's toxicity, freeing oneself and others. It's time for a new paradigm of forgiveness. Treat it as a tool for connection, compassion, and liberation, as opposed to viewing it within a dualistic victim-torturer framework imbued with judgmental concepts, such as sin or guilt. True forgiveness requires you to feel a sense of connection to all of humanity and understand that people often make poor decisions due to their own experiences of trauma and neglect. It reflects a choice to liberate yourself and others from anger while attuning yourself to feelings such as harmony and happiness. Research indicates a strong correlation between practicing forgiveness, both towards oneself and others, and overall well-being. This practice is particularly beneficial in aiding individuals in overcoming traumatic experiences. In a collaborative study conducted in 2015 across various universities in the United States, focusing on women aged between 18 and 65, diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, it was discovered that self-compassion, which involves forgiving oneself and moving past self-blame, significantly decreased the likelihood of PTSD symptoms and facilitated better management of mental health. Regarding forgiving those who have wronged you, it's crucial to acknowledge their humanity and capacity for making mistakes, while also recognizing their potential for reflection and change. However, it's important to understand that forgiveness does not equate to forgetting. Instead, forgiveness serves as a tool for survivors to navigate through emotions such as resentment, which can negatively impact their health and overall well-being if left unaddressed. Enhance resilience, self-esteem, and sleep through gratitude practice. Gratitude practice is vital for well-being, nurturing mental health, and positivity. 1. Improved physical health. A study published in 2013 in Personality and Individual Differences revealed a connection between gratitude and proactive health behaviors, such as consistent medical checkups and regular exercise. 2. Enhanced psychological well-being. Renowned gratitude researcher Robert A. Emmons affirms a correlation between gratitude and happiness, indicating that practicing gratitude diminishes depression by reducing negative emotions like regret and envy. 3. Enhanced sleep quality. Research conducted in 2011 in Applied Psychology, Health and Well-being suggests that dedicating just 15 minutes daily to jotting down thoughts of gratitude in a journal can significantly improve the quality of sleep. 4. Elevated self-esteem. A 2014 study in the Journal of Applied Sports Psychology indicates that athletes who demonstrate gratitude experience a boost in self-esteem, a crucial factor for achieving peak performance. 5. Enhanced resilience. Findings from a 2003 study in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology suggest that expressing gratitude aided survivors of the September 11th terrorist attacks in the United States in overcoming their traumatic experiences, showcasing an increased resilience. 6. Improved ability to forge connections. According to a 2014 study in Emotion, expressing gratitude shortly after meeting someone not only demonstrates good manners, but also increases the likelihood of forming new friendships or connections. Attain eudaimonic happiness via self-actualization and purpose. Scientists have established a correlation between happiness and overall health, emphasizing that one's emotional state significantly influences behavioral patterns, which can either promote or hinder health. Individuals with higher happiness levels and reduced cortisol levels typically exhibit lower levels of harmful cardiac fat. However, not all forms of happiness yield the same benefits. The ancient Greek philosopher Aristotle proposed the concept of eudaimonia as the ultimate human good, defined as the state of possessing a good spirit, daimon. Eudaimonic happiness is attained through living a purposeful life that aligns with one's authentic values. According to researchers Carol D. Riff and Burton Singer, achieving eudaimonic happiness involves prioritizing six aspects of self-actualization: autonomy, self-acceptance, personal growth, life purpose, positive relationships with others, and mastery. The collective nature of happiness. In contemporary society, there is a prevalent emphasis on pursuing hedonic happiness, often centered around accumulating wealth and material possessions. Paradoxically, studies indicate that as individuals amass wealth, their levels of happiness tend to decline. This paradox can be attributed to the sacrifice of relational goods, such as engaging in community activities and spending quality time with family, in the pursuit of financial success. Contrary to the perception of happiness as solely an individual state, research suggests otherwise. Nicholas Christakis and James Fowler conducted a comprehensive study on happiness, spanning 2 decades and involving 4,739 participants. Their findings reveal that happiness is also a collective experience. When individuals surround themselves with happy people, the contagious nature of happiness becomes evident. Remarkably, the study demonstrates that when one person experiences an increase in happiness, individuals within 3 degrees of separation also exhibit heightened levels of happiness. This collective aspect of happiness underscores the significance of social connections and interactions in shaping individual well-being. Rather than viewing happiness in isolation, recognizing its interconnected nature highlights the importance of fostering positive relationships and communal bonds for a happier and more fulfilling life. Isolation and toxic relationships correlate with early mortality. The quality of interpersonal relationships significantly impacts overall health. According to a meta-analysis published in 2010 in PLOS Medicine, inadequate social connections can elevate the risk of premature mortality by up to 50%. A study conducted by Harvard focusing on men aged 42 to 77 revealed that individuals lacking in social ties, being single, unaffiliated with community groups, and having fewer than 6 relatives or friends, were at a heightened risk of experiencing non-fatal strokes and succumbing to suicide, accidents, and cardiovascular diseases. Emphasizing quality over quantity when selecting relationships is crucial. Contentious marriages can exert deleterious effects on both physical and mental well-being. In contrast, couples enjoying more harmonious relationships can positively impact brain health and memory functions in old age. Many individuals are oblivious to the underlying factors influencing their friendships. These factors encompass instinctual impulses, sentimental feelings, intellectual evaluations, ideological alignment, and social validation. As people often overlook the reasons behind their friendships, they may inadvertently engage in insincere relationships. It's crucial to introspect on the motivations behind your social connections and recognize that friendship is fundamentally a choice. If you aspire to cultivate healthy relationships but feel socially isolated, consider engaging in volunteering activities. This can enhance your sense of community, alleviate loneliness, and introduce you to individuals who share your values: meditation, music and nature, health and kindness. 1. Harmonize with music for health benefits. Engage in the long-term practice of loving-kindness meditation, LKM, focusing on nurturing selfless feelings of kindness and compassion towards others. Research indicates that regular practitioners tend to possess longer telomeres, a marker of cellular health, compared to non-meditators. 2. Connect with nature for enhanced well-being. Utilize the therapeutic potential of music to nurture emotional alignment and boost well-being. Music has been shown to positively influence neural networks, reduce heart rate, lower blood pressure, decrease stress hormones and inflammation levels, and mitigate pain. 3. Build a relationship with nature. Build a deeper connection with the natural world to promote health and vitality. Residing in proximity to green spaces is linked with decreased mortality rates and longer telomere length. Extended exposure to nature also positively impacts brain health, potentially leading to increased gray matter in regions associated with attention and memory. Attain serenity by controlling your mindset. In today's fast-paced world, we're bombarded with a staggering amount of data, roughly estimated at 34 gigabytes per day. Media outlets relentlessly vie for our attention, often inundating our news feeds with sensationalist narratives revolving around grim topics like homicides and terrorism. To safeguard our mental health and overall well-being, it's imperative to take control of our mindset and consciously redirect our attention towards positivity, kindness, beauty, and harmony. Balance the 3 gunas for greater harmony, derived from Indo-Vedic culture. 1. Tamash. When one finds themselves in a tamasic or dark state of mind, they may experience feelings of relaxation, lethargy, heaviness, boredom, or apathy. Achieving a balanced level of tamash results in a sense of calmness and well-restorativeness, but an excess or deficiency can lead to inertia or insomnia. 2. Rajas. In a dynamic or rajasic state of mind, individuals often feel energetic, focused, restless, anxious, or excited. Optimal levels of rajas manifest as dynamism, yet an imbalance can result in hyperactivity or a lack of initiative. 3. Sattva. Being in a sattvic state signifies experiencing the truth of consciousness. Excessive sattva may present as spaciness, while insufficient levels can lead to a lack of motivation. Engaging in activities that promote balanced sattva, feelings of serenity and peace. Key points. 1. Kindness and optimism promote better health and longevity, backed by research. 2. Regular acts of kindness boost happiness and well-being. 3. Forgiveness enhances overall well-being by releasing anger's toxicity. 4. Gratitude improves physical health, mental resilience, and self-esteem. 5. Achieving eudaimonic happiness through purpose enhances well-being. 6. Quality social connections are vital for health and longevity. 7. Meditation, music, and nature develop health and kindness.